Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Goths Don't Want Hugs. That was submitted by Dirk Bowman Jr. January's giveaway is this beautiful official High Court t-shirt. It says on the front, the High Crew, because only the High Crew from my new show, The High Court, got one. So if you want this exclusive shirt that's going to get even more exclusive because I'm about to sign this shit, I'm going to throw my name right underneath your, what will be your left tit. And there you have it. Someone's going to win that. We're going to draw for that next week. All you got to do is become a 420 Club member to be eligible to win. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. I'm doing stand-up at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina on February 16th, then the Improv in Tampa on March 1st, Helium in Portland, Oregon, It's a Gas on the 26th of March, and Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And you can find all of my dates and deets at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show! Basement. Mary Tyler Moore's dead. I don't know why I just blurted that out. I don't know why. I'm sad about it. I guess she was sick for a while. 80 years old. Passed away today. And that's how I'm going to open every show from now on. Latest death. Latest celebrity death. But
you said that like that's great. Why this show was happening.
Yeah.
We were breaking.
Decided, I heard Mary Tyler Moore died. I was like,
we're gonna make it after all.
She really changed history for.
She was amazing.
Everybody, was amazing on two different TV programs. She started as the wife, Laura Petrie on Dick Van Dyke Show. Mm-hmm. Then she moved on to the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and that was probably the biggest thing to happen to feminism probably that whole decade or certainly before it, right?
She made people think they can pause in the air when they jump.
She is responsible for that. A lot of injuries.
A lot of people they can just jump to.
Yeah. So.
She was the real life Amelia Bedelia.
She, what?
I like watching the Dick Van Dyke Show now, knowing that 150 years later, the guy Carl Reiner is going to be trolling our president on Twitter. Like, it's fun when Carl Reiner shows
many
up.
Years but later.
150?
Yeah. It's like 50. It was like, honestly, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You added a whole 100,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Well, comedy. I mean, it doesn't work if you break it down.
Yeah.
73, though.
Could have just let it go. I could have just moved on.
We could have. Let's move on.
Oh, that's what you count on that with your comedy. It's usually when you're on stage, there isn't another person standing there going, those numbers don't add up.
Yeah, I need
and if
that.
Somebody in the audience says it, you get them thrown out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking around right now to see what I can do about you three.
Jeff wants to just sit here by himself for a while
and not get fact checked. I just want to say whatever I say.
We could leave for the first 20 minutes and then
just come back.
Come back after your segment.
Well, I'm going to pretend to be a host for a second here and do the specifics.
Isn't
of
that what you've been doing for
who
3 years?
Our guests are on this. It's not a roast, Esther. we've got a newbie, everybody, and these other two have been around maybe too much, but. But let's say hi to Jay Washington, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
And Jeff Tate and Esther Koo are also here, having fun, smoking weed. Is anybody pre-high?
No,
all
I
of,
say.
All of us.
If you don't want to say.
I want to save my eye for all of this.
Are those your sunglasses?
Hell no.
They're borrowed ones,
They're
right?
borrowed.
Yeah.
They're too small for your head.
Don't you judge my head.
There's certain things that are too small for my head. That's what she said. All right. That's
That alarm going off means that it is, of course, 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's 420 somewhere.
Damn, and that 420 somewhere,
of course, is the East Coast of the United States. Probably the first part of the country to go if they try to, you know, nuke Donald Trump, right? Are we on the safe side of the country? I heard.
We're on a coast. Nobody's safe on a coast. Safe.
You're right. That's why we need
safe
to secede from the Union.
Kansas, Colorado.
We need to become an island.
How about
an island?
It can't cost that much more than building a wall all the way across the country to just
all it's going
to
take is a big
cut California off. You know, like just dig until California splits away.
You're running on a platform of we need a moat. We're gonna build that moat.
It wouldn't be a moat if it were
raise the drawbridge.
Become an island, Jeff.
But if you went all the way, if a boat went all the way around, then you could technically claim island status if you were contiguous.
That's what the casinos in Chicago do.
They need to be on a body of water.
That's right. All right, you guys need to smoke because it's that time.
Let's make California peninsula before an island.
Grab any pipe you want.
Peninsula.
And baby start steps. Smoking. And then we'll see what happens after that.
I'm gonna.
Is it loaded? We gotta load that pipe.
Load your pipe up.
Yeah, I don't think we got enough ground up
shit.
So I'm just gonna jam. You want some indica?
Nah.
Well, that's what you got right there.
What's in this?
I just
smoked this weed. What's in this?
I loaded them all with sativas.
Oh, yeah. Right? You want to go see Triple X?
Jeff does. He gets high.
Get high to see Triple X. I think I saw enough in the previews.
Right?
But do you want to watch the trailer a few times then?
We can do that.
All right. Let's go.
The trouble with Triple X is that Vin Diesel's such a lone wolf in that one. I like him better in movies where he says, we're family, over and over again.
Yeah, and this one he keeps calling everybody work acquaintances.
Well, his greatest lines.
We work together. You stay out of
his
my life.
His greatest lines have been three words in Guardians of the Galaxy. Him saying, I am Groot, on repeat. It was the greatest shit ever. It was like, Vin, we just need you to say I am Groot 18 different ways.
And apparently he's still the voice of Baby Groot.
We're just going to make your voice high-pitched 18 different ways.
Which, I mean, if they're just going to computerize his voice into that Baby Groot voice, I could do that to anybody.
Yeah, you should have been the voice.
I could be the voice
of
a tree. They should
have recast it if it could be anybody.
I'm Groot.
No, that's I'm Groot.
I am Groot.
Ain't that damn cool. I am Groot.
Each time you say it, it's got to have a different meaning.
I am Groot.
Yeah, like that kind of.
I'm having a contest with Jeff. Who's going to take off our sunglasses?
That was
first.
I am Groot.
I don't know. I think Jeff's pretty comfortable in his sunglasses.
This is his or his.
Those are his
own. Wrong too.
Yeah.
Shh. God.
These are mine.
Those are his.
You look like you punched a highway patrol guy and went away with his glasses.
God damn it, Punch, give me his glasses. You punched Michael Peña after he did
that. It's like that's how Zsa Zsa Gabor got all her sunglasses.
Oh, didn't she die recently, too?
She's dead, too.
That was Ava that just died, though.
No, Zsa Zsa died last year.
Was Zsa Zsa the one that just died?
Yeah, Ava been dead.
She was like 100, though.
Yeah, she got up there.
Yeah, she won, of all the Gabors.
Yeah. The sativa is called Lemon Chem Kosher Kush.
Lemon?
Do I try this?
Lemon.
Try it.
And the indica is called Miss America.
If you want to try it.
Jay, we like to talk to people about their high history on the program.
I'm going to have my own high history.
Did you, remember like what age you started smoking weed? Like what happened?
I was 16.
Okay.
South side of Chicago. Because everyone smokes on the south side.
Yo, north side of Chicago right here.
South side of Chicago. South side of Chicago. And all my buddies were smoking, and they were rolling Optimos and everything. Thanks, Mystical. And I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to smoke this. I was like, all right, I'm going to try it. So I started hitting it lightly. And then one of my buddies was like, you hitting it like a bitch. I was like, I ain't no bitch. And I said it with a whimper in my voice, first and foremost.
I am Groot.
She said it like this.
I am Groot.
Pretty much like, ain't no bitch.
Well, how big were you when you were 16?
I was about your size. I bullshit you not.
Wow.
You look like, how is that possible? Who did I eat? No one. Well...
but that was what you're telling us is you were her size the moment before you started smoking weed. Like, so God I think we get where the double X came from.
Man, this is a triple.
This is but quadruple.
I was being nice. You don't guess what another man
weighs. No, tell you can look and tell like, he's at least a 3X.
You guys are so gay now.
This is a double X.
So my buddies was they were smoking and they were in hell. Hey, let me finish. Put this in your mouth and let me finish the story.
Oh no.
The last time a black guy said that to me.
I stole his sunglasses. Is how that ends, right?
Punchline.
Punch, bam.
I am Groot.
What is that? Five? Are we at five?
Man, what I bank on is that it gets funnier, but I don't know if that's true.
I mean, they giggle. So one of my buddies, he smoked it and he inhaled it. I was like, I can do that. And I inhaled it.
Aaron, pass
and
this
I
to me.
Just held it.
No, pass it back to me. Like, we're going to do a little scene. I'm Groot.
I'm Groot.
We should start saying that instead of I'm good. I never say I'm good, though, so I don't know why I need to change it.
I'm just going
to
keep saying I'm
good. Go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
You're not good?
No, no problem. So, so then I decided to take blunt and inhale it and hold it. For 45 and a half seconds, maybe longer.
And you
I don't
still
know.
Haven't exhaled. That's why you're so big.
No, I passed the fuck out and hit a wall. I hit a wall and scratched all part of my face up. And the problem was there was like 3 cute hood rats from the neighborhood that were over. And I didn't know that they saw me hit the wall and go down like real hard. So I just got up and just held my head and ran upstairs to my apartment and closed the door. I was like, I ain't doing that again in front of people. And I'm mad that I fucking told y'all this.
But you passed out because you held your breath.
Well, I thought you were supposed to hold it in.
You hold it in and it gets, you know.
Well, nobody told you anything. They just handed it to you.
Because, right, you know, it was just like,
right, you gotta, like, when you hand people weed for the first time, you gotta give them instructions.
Do you realize we don't do that? And when I say we, black people, they like take this chance if you want to. That shit's on you.
Yeah.
Why can you lick your lips like that? I don't know why it just happened. But anyway. It just happened. But we don't give instructions. We just say, here, you want this? Okay, cool. Have you not heard Kendrick Lamar's album? The first album?
He raps so fast, man. I can't.
The first
I don't like, understand everything
he's
he
like,
says.
A nigga want the shenanigans? Get it in the shenanigans. And dude hit it.
Is
and
that what that means? Don't tell people how to smoke weed?
Yeah, basically.
Get up with the shenanigans?
You just want it?
Figure it out.
Figure it out your damn self.
Oh.
We like, can make this black high history too if you want.
Oh, we gotta talk about
I can educate you on some things. What else you need to know? What is WorldStar? Recipes Q. WorldStar is a site where black people just like to fight and try to be known as somebody.
I know that's where I saw Kimbo Slice.
Man.
He used to beat people up in his yard.
He used to till he started getting beat up.
Yeah. Well, he started fighting people that didn't drive from Atlanta.
Man, you see one white guy came out there, he had a tank top, he was like, I'm gonna do this and got his ass. I'm like, yeah. But anybody with a hairline and star back here scares the shit out of me.
I used to always just picture a girl when I'd hear the name Kimbo Slice.
It's probably better than what it really actually looks better. Like. Just
like I thought maybe Kimbo Slice was a U.S. volleyball women's team person.
Built like the name, real Kimbo
Slice? Is there a name like that in the volleyball world?
I'm not familiar with what's going on now in the volleyball world.
My Google
they
search
lost
is
my
clear.
Interest a few years
Palmer
ago.
Palmer is a thing, right?
Male or female.
And then there's Tiki Palmer also.
Tiki? You mean Tiki Barber?
Barber. Tiki Barber, Kiki Palmer, Kimbo
Chai
Slice.
Chai Rodriguez.
Is it really pronounced Chai Chai?
No, that's how Les Nessman would say it on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes.
He would say
right,
Chai Chai.
Turn it off, kids.
Rodriguez.
Old people want to talk for a while.
I'm at WKRP.
Oh, sorry. Man.
I'm at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why you like that show so much.
I did. I honest to God didn't know that. I started watching that show 2 weeks ago.
What?
What?
The season one is on Hulu, and it's the fucking greatest show I've ever seen. It's campy enough because they didn't clear the music. The jokes are solid.
The ladies are great.
Bailey Quarters
Bailey
and
really
Jennifer Marlowe.
And, yeah, the great what's
it's
her
so
name?
So funny. Johnny, Dr. Johnny Fever is so funny.
Mrs. Burr Reynolds, what was her name?
Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie.
And Tim Allen. I mean, Tim Reed.
Cleavage. When I was a kid, I just stare at that Lonnie Anderson cleavage. It's unbelievable.
That was the people on the show did that.
Right.
That was all Herb Tarlick.
So you're not
did.
Up to the famous episode where they throw the turkeys out of the helicopter?
No, that's like in season one. Yeah, I've
it
seen
is?
That one. Yeah,
you saw it.
Yeah, that one's hilarious.
Yeah, people love that one.
There's the third episode. Les Nessman tries to jump off a ledge. The show's fucking great.
I realize
you said that like everyone would be really shocked by it.
It's the third episode, and one of the principal characters is about to kill himself.
Yeah, the writers are worried
because he realizes he's on WKRP in Cincinnati.
That show's quality.
That show. How many seasons did it last?
I think four. Yeah, something like four.
Good cast though. Lots of good.
It's
funny
really funny.
Yeah, we always talk about the state of pod on the show. And how it's always the same states are the number one places that watch this program per capita. D.C. won again on the last episode, followed by Oregon, Vermont, Washington, and Colorado. It's like people just stay in their lane. It's always, you'd think a state where it's really illegal, they'd be more excited about watching this program, but no. They do other things.
They watch what they're allowed to do. So
it's
people in Ohio
it's more
are watching
like
three
socially
idiots.
Acceptable.
That must be it.
Because
yeah.
people, because usually in the past, before weed was legalized, like people didn't know who else smoked. Now everybody's out in the open with it. Now
more.
You used to have to whisper to get weed. Hey, you know where I can get some.
Yeah. And then it would just be weed. And it would be like, that weed made me fall asleep. But now science is involved. It's fucking crazy.
Science is the greatest thing with weed ever. Every bud tender is a genetic chemist. This is a weed that will have your left eye open and your right eye asleep. This is a weed right here that'll make you smile but make you blink three times and cry in a circle.
Shoot, excuse me. I'm allergic to chemists.
This weed makes chemists. You like Pink Floyd. Right? Like, they could get that specific, probably.
Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Pot topic.
Arizona. Been there?
Yep.
You like it?
I like it. It's really dry. You have to constantly put lotion on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It was the first time.
What do you do with the lotion after you put it on? Do you put it back in the basket?
Lotion in the basket.
Or do you get the hose again? It's your choice.
Put the goddamn lotion in the basket.
That movie's fucking old, too.
That's great. Remember that voice? Put fucking lotion in the basket.
He's got some kind of weird British guy. Or whatever. It's like if the Silence of the Lambs was a play. That's how it would sound.
It was recast with David Thewlis.
Put the lotion in the basket.
He's a more refined Jane Gum.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I gotta do the regular voice first before doing the British one.
Wait, isn't the British guy named Tim Gunn?
What?
The British guy's named Tim Gunn.
What?
Maybe it's the...
Stop talking.
That's the guy from Fashion Thing.
Yeah. He's from Project Runway.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn. What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to do your thing.
I can't concentrate. I'm just sitting over there like I told
None
you.
Of us can concentrate.
Like
even the crew
you.
Can't concentrate. We hotbox them in here.
They're all right. There's a lot. It's very airy.
Everybody's
in here.
Like smiling.
We have lots of dogs.
Especially
around.
That guy.
That camera
looks
like he's swinging.
He's looking at porn on his laptop right now.
That camera's
that
like.
Is. That's Daniel. He doesn't do that.
It's always the guys that don't look like they do it that do it.
That's what we call it on Pornhub fact check.
What was even close to a fact in the show so far that you would have to
How
check?
How funny WKRP is.
You can't check that.
No, you mentioned. Oh, Kimbo and Volleyball, I looked up.
Oh, okay.
It puts the lotion on his skin. That's the normal voice.
Holy shit.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
That's the strongest one. It puts goddamn lotion on its skin. Jesus.
You need to do a remake where that character's more refined.
Puts the lotion.
British. Anyway, Arizona has...
Where Doug Stanhope lives.
Yeah, he lives in Bisbee, Arizona. But they have medical marijuana there, of course. and they didn't pass complete legalization this last November. It was close, but it didn't make it. But they're still selling a shit ton of medical marijuana in Arizona. Where the fuck is the number in here? 29.5 million in sales from pot.
29.5 million.
Yeah, according to the state.
In Arizona.
State treasury.
Everybody should go legal.
Arizona. Yeah, it does make sense, but you know, people are
well, now that Trump
people
is
are
building
slow to
the
change
wall.
Things until they get a president who wants to change everything the first week in office. Like, he's doing so much shit.
Shit, the first 162 hours, not even 68. God,
he's
damn.
Going nuts.
All those Mexicans probably bring weed in.
They're illegally bringing weed in, you know. Because they don't just grow it in people's...
Well, wait a second. Right? You just said Trump's platform, but like in, with a cute voice. You're like, what are those Mexicans are all bringing weed in. That's how he got voted for.
I can't control my voice.
Right,
that's
but also,
not really
we got
what
all
that
of,
was about.
Got, of, we don't need weed from Mexico.
Like
we can just grow weed.
Right. That's not a,
so you want him to build the wall?
No. Damn.
Doug Benson wants him to build the wall. All right, we'll be right back. We got to go to commercial. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
The only reason, the only thing the We're wall can help now. With is...
Foolish wizard! When the sands in this dark hourglass run out, its power will be mine!
Sorry, I should take this. It's my roommate. It could be an emergency.
What? Come on.
Hey, Elizabeth, is everything okay?
No, Margaret. Everything is not okay.
Oh my God, what's wrong?
I can't find the remote.
Dude, I told you not to bother me at work unless it's an emergency.
This is beyond emergency, Margaret. This is the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, and it starts in 5 minutes. Monster queens driving monster trucks. Who's going to end up on top and who's going to be a bottom? Forever. Help!
This is so unprofessional.
Definitely not an emergency. Can I call you back? I'm kind of busy.
Margaret!
Lizard!
Hold on!
Oh, my God.
Okay, so did you check under the couch?
Duh.
Okay, well, including the cushions?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the kitchen?
Why would it be in the kitchen?
You're always in the kitchen.
I'm never in the kitchen. I keep all my food in the living room so I can grab it from the couch. I'm not walking all the way over there.
It's 10 feet away. Just check.
Come on! Why are you kidding me?
I'm not seeing it, dude.
You do realize I'm about to kill you.
Shut up! I just found it. Toads dropped it in my bag of chips. My bad. Love you. Bye.
When I smoke up, I don't get the munchies. I get a craving to adjudicate real small claims cases.
The High Court with Judge Doug Benson. Real cases, really high judge. Premieres February 27th.
I'm a judge now! I'm a judge now!
So happy with
you. Yeah, I saw it. They said, we want you to say I'm a judge now, and that's how I said it. 1,305 people are living life right, and they can sit around and smoke with us on a Wednesday afternoon. We're here with, from my left to right, your left to right, Jeff Tate, Jay Washington, and Esther Koo. I think everybody can figure it out.
Who's who?
Those yeah, are... wave to the folks.
Would it be funny if you were Jay Washington?
Hi.
If I was Jay Washington?
They'd be like, yo, Jay Washington, what? I never would have thought that. I could be a Jeff Tate. And they'd be like, possibly. You and Jay Washington, they'd be like, word.
You think you look more like a Jeff Tate than I look like a Jay Washington?
Yes.
That is such horseshit.
Do you not realize I look
There's
like...
There's no
I,
way you look like a Jeff Tate like, more than I look like a Jay Washington.
I have a substantial goddamn resume. I could write Jeff Tate.
You know,
like,
it would be,
do you know Queensryche?
Jeffrey for sure.
Because that's another white Jeff Tate, the guy in Queensryche.
No.
Yeah.
He's got a it's true. Weird fake tan.
You guys both look like a Jeff Washington.
I honestly think I look more like Jay Washington than you look like Jeff Tate. And and that's a compliment.
I mean, I want a beard.
I don't know. I think they're both pretty exchangeable.
Right?
Neither one of you could get away with the last name Koo.
Nope.
I think
that would be weird.
Well, not with that spelling.
I think
okay,
Washington.
Okay, what spelling could you get
no,
away with?
You can do C-O-U-P.
C-O-U-P?
He can do C-O-U-P.
Somebody took over my last name.
He could do C-O-O-N, silent N.
So the a silent N?
Yeah.
That's not... That doesn't happen ever.
So it's only racist if you can see it?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
When you hear it, it doesn't seem racist.
Someone just on a piece of paper, J-Coon?
They should change that city's name to Coon Rapids. That's a great idea.
That's like the player. What does he play for? The Panthers now? He used to play for the Packers. His last name was Coon, and it was real awkward when the whole fans of Green Bay had chanted his name out.
Oh, and like, Green Bay is so white.
Like,
it was super awkward when they found out that was one of the
players' names. It was real. It was even worse.
How do you spell it?
They were like, shit. K-U-H-N or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I am Coon.
So, was he black?
Hell no, he wasn't black. He was whiter than Jeff.
That's a good standard. Whiter than Jeff.
It'd be worse if he was black.
He would be worse just in his whole life. Shit. Can't be no black dude last name Coon. Like, how do you even walk outside? Look, there's already black dudes named Leroy Steele, and it's 2017. That shit hurts.
Leroy is a dope name, though.
Yeah, but it's not for no names, black dude.
There's an actress named Carrie Coon, and she's a good actress.
I am.
Her last name is just straight up Coon.
Comfortable with this.
Jim Croce made Leroy cool.
This conversation. I don't even want to try to think up people's names that might be racist. In real life,
I know a bunch of them, unfortunately, and it's just so sad.
Is that what the Coon thing was about?
Yeah,
like,
you gotta change your name if it's something like that, don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Why would you keep it? But people love stupid names.
Do you know that? Here's my. I bet in 100 years, no one will have the last name Trump.
I don't like.
I bet in 100 years, no one will have the last name Trump. It'll go away, like. Shakespeare.
Oh, that's an interesting bet to be making right now because, you know, there are plenty of people with the last name Hitler still.
Are there?
There are, actually, but not really.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, there are kids with the but first name Adolf.
They are out there. Like, they went on Daily Show or something.
You ever meet an Adolf?
I had a neighbor named Adolf, and he said it all like that was...
What's your name?
Like,
Adolf. Sir, you're a little too proud of your first name. It's my grandfather's name. No, why the fuck is your granddaddy still in a name?
How do you, but like if you get saddled with that name, what do you do then?
You change your name.
Change your shit as soon as you can. You hold a GoFundMe to change
anybody
your name.
Anybody can go change their name. How much does it cost?
Like 80 bucks?
Again, you hold a GoFundMe.
Let's all go change our names.
If we don't change our names, we look broke. We don't have 80 bucks.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a cheap ass Coon. Change your name. What the fuck is
going on? You still go by your government name?
Change your name.
God damn, you don't afford 80 bucks. Get your shit together.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You let your mom pick your name when she was the most tired she'd ever been?
Yeah.
In the most pain she's ever experienced.
That's how you end up with a name like this, Jay Washington.
There was a white guy.
Can I tell you guys my real name is Jay Washington?
There is a white guy on MASH named his character is Spear Chucker Jones.
Oh boy, that was pretty rough.
Very. And the fact that we let it happen for a while, nobody was like, no.
A lot of things were allowed to happen for a while. Like Hogan's Heroes, a whole TV show about how funny it is to be imprisoned by Nazis.
Jeez.
We're going to get a lot of shows like that on TV now.
But that
probably was
like the 70s version of what the 50s was like. So imagine what that guy's name was if they made a 50s version of MASH. It'd be worse.
Well, you're back on MASH. I was wondering what was happening.
No, I had that sentence. That sentence coiled itself up.
It worked out so great in your head, but then you realize, like as you're saying it, oh, this has got a lot more words to it than I thought it was going to.
And you guys were further away from the MASH part than I anticipated.
Yeah, we had all really distanced ourselves from.
You know, Mary Tyler Moore
MASH
died.
Part. How come it was funny when I said it? I guess because I just blurted it out at the beginning. But those just joining us, we're here with Jeff Tate, and he's happy that Mary Tyler Moore is dead.
Oh my God.
Won't stop talking about it. He brings it up. I've seen him say it to seven different people today.
You're gonna make it after all, Jeff.
It is kind of. You can be. Mary Tyler Moore has to be very important in a person's life for this to work. Oh. But you could be remembered for the rest of your life as the person that told me that Mary Tyler Moore died.
Wait, one of the Allman Brothers died today too.
What?
Yeah.
Almond?
Derek Trucks died today?
Derek Trucks died today.
Derek Trucks was like,
but Mary Tyler, I feel bad for him because Mary Tyler Moore's getting older.
Yeah, the other
like, glory.
Kind of like when Farrah Fawcett died the same day as Michael Jackson.
69.
Nobody cared about her.
Farrah Fawcett's death became the weather.
That's a great example of where that is true. But in the case of, no offense to this band that you love, Esther.
The Allman Brothers.
She's like, Allman Brothers.
No offense to the Allman Brothers. But
you don't like the
Mary
Allman
Tyler
Brothers?
Moore not dying isn't throwing shade on his death. Him being who he was is throwing shade on his own death because nobody cares.
He cares.
I like the Allman Brothers, and I already forgot who
But compared to
it
Mary
was.
Tyler Moore, and that's a great example. Michael Jackson was like the most famous person to ever live, and so he fucked over Farrah Fawcett's death for sure.
Farrah Fawcett's death became a brief weather report.
She got like
report.
A little paragraph, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, she had been ill for a while, too, so it was not
just
a complete
did Farrah's
surprise.
Heart and all this shit, the little special on ABC.
Maybe that's how karma gets you.
Wasn't that right around the fake Jeff Goldblum dying? Wasn't that at the same day, too?
Don't they kill Jeff Goldblum on the internet like once a year?
Him and Eddie Murphy. I remember that being on the same day was like I kind of have a vague memory of that being
and
the first
Sinbad.
Time.
They never kill Sinbad.
There was
they
a Twitter hoax.
Kill him once.
You guys are all yes anding the shit out of this.
I saw Jeff Goldblum at the airport the last time I flew out of LAX.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest celebrity sighting experience of my life.
Okay.
Why?
Because he was the most Jeff Goldblum you would expect him to be. If you see him, like, you have an expectation of Jeff Goldblum being a little Jeff Goldblum-y when you see him. And it was like he was making an ad for being Jeff Goldblum. I was in a place, and I turned around. I went to get a newspaper, and I turned around, and he was right next to me. But he was standing like this. His mouth a little open. His leg cocked at a weird angle.
I don't even know if we're getting this.
His mouth is probably always open.
I don't know what's happening.
It was just like holding a,
didn't
this
really,
is how you
didn't
think
really
Jeff
need
Goldblum.
Standing up, really.
It was good.
Okay.
He's yelling at you.
Quietly yelling at you. Yeah, I mean, with that story you just told, you could almost say about any celebrity in the world about how they were very much like themselves when you saw them. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Did you guys know that since this legalization of marijuana has been happening everywhere, there are fewer traffic deaths? Yeah, according to a new report in the American Journal of Public Health.
Because when you're high, you drive like 10 miles an hour.
You calm as shit. You don't have road rage.
You basically know that you're driving high and you...
You don't want to cuss nobody grandmama out?
You don't just drive 10 miles per hour.
Well, you
know
what it is.
Happening.
People who used to drink, they kind of curb their drinking and smoke more weed, so people aren't driving as drunk as they used to.
Yeah, I think that absolutely makes sense. I mean, there's some people that probably just smoke weed
instead
of drinking.
Kills.
Yes, it does. That's right.
Kills people.
Yeah,
and
you want to make a quick PSA?
let's
finally school people about the dangers of
drinking
and driving.
Don't drink and drive. Smoke and drive.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, especially because, law enforcement kind of has to deal with all this new legalization, I don't recommend people smoke and drive because I think... first of all, they're not going to get pulled over anyway, probably. But if they do, it's just clogging up the system with somebody that probably wasn't doing anything wrong, right?
I agree.
To arrest people who smoke and drive, well, they're just more careful drivers.
That's what I think.
They go like so slow, and they're always looking for.
They're not
like,
getting pulled over, and
they're looking for restaurants.
You keep
that are
running
open
this, they go really slow thing, but that's you're just joking. They drive like normal. They drive normal because they're high and they know they're high. Whereas like alcohol impairs you in a different way. Like people who are drunk.
It impairs your
like
vision.
When somebody's high. If you go, you're high. They're not going to go, no, I'm not. Like a drunk person would do. Like they don't
right.
Get
and
defensive.
Also, it impairs your vision. Like beer goggles. When you see people with beer goggles on, they look better.
I've never seen nobody that was high on weed was like, man, they look 82 pounds smaller.
I don't know if people look better because you're drunk. I think you're just like standards.
Yeah, because it's
drop.
Like, no, because you're
that's
vision.
Why I agree. I think
they
it's
still
just standards.
Look like the
you're
same
like,
person. You just,
I'm
you're just like,
do this tonight.
It's more of an inhibition release that you like, are willing to just get.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a good idea. Like driving
looks,
in the
no,
ditch.
It's not even a looks like
you could
good
look
idea
at a ditch and be like, that's whatever. Close enough to a road.
Well, that was when Jimmy Pardo quit smoking weed, right? When he pulled up to a dish and looked right. Quit drinking. He never smoked weed. He's never a weed smoker.
That's why he never
smoked
weed.
But he looked left, looked right, and then drove right into the dish.
because he was drunk. I think he never drank again. How's that pipe working for you?
It's good.
I like that one.
It says not for sale.
The decrease in traffic fatalities was particularly striking in 25 to 44-year-olds, an age group with a large percentage of registered medical marijuana users. It's not clear why traffic deaths might drop when medical marijuana becomes legal, and the study can only show an
association. Probably because people who have seizures, when they have medical marijuana, they don't, like, all of a sudden have a seizure and then drive their car into a... drugstore.
Who's been having a seizure, and instead of rolling on their side, the first thing they do is say, put this bong in their mouth! Put it in their mouth! They just shake
it. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say the real stuff, and then you jumped in with that, so it's like, I don't know where to go with it, because that's
bong in their mouth.
What you said was silly.
What? It's true, though.
What?
Yeah, you really believe in that theory that you just threw out there?
Are we all supposed to be guessing?
That people are having less strokes while they're driving? Is that what you said?
Yeah, because they're like it
less
helps
seizures.
You, less
when
seizures
driving.
When they're driving.
Oh, you think there's that many?
Yeah, there are people who can't drive because they have seizures.
No, this is about how straight up driving deaths are fewer, and they got to try to figure out what the association is. But it's not because people are not having seizures because they're smoking weed. Like, the seizure patients are, like, usually, like,
It's because it increases your appetite and everybody's stopping more often. So they can rest at a local Denny's or a McDonald's.
What?
And so then...
You don't have no seizure because, you know, you get hungry and shit, so you, like...
Do you think, like, your well of theories is bottomless on this?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Your brain is like, fuck, you're shaking. We're getting something with bacon. No.
I think your first one was pretty accurate, that people are getting high instead of drinking.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the.
So
I think
I'm
that's
one
the,
for three.
Yeah, no, you hit the right one. You hit. You have to stop drilling. You hit oil already.
We got to number four in Family Feud.
What?
Family Feud. You know when you have.
Hi,
you
I'm know, Steve Harvey.
When you have cotton mouth, you start pronouncing words.
Wow, it's
funny.
Like three people that won't let any reference drop. Like, and then the next one comes in. Is everybody good and high?
Okay, yeah. Go.
We're going to go to another commercial here soon. And everybody, is everybody good or do you want to take another hit?
No, I'm super high.
Hit, boom, bit.
Oh, you still have a thing in your hand.
Yeah, there's still fresh green in there.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit one of these things before we. What? How are we doing? We're. Is time all right? I feel like I saw the thing, but now I'm feeling like I didn't.
There you go.
What's that? Oh yeah. Okay. We got a couple minutes.
That's cashed.
Everything is.
Oh yeah. Here.
Where are we going?
Let's grind up some more. That's a good plan. And we dump them out in the old Poke Bowl. That we have provided right here.
Somebody got a paper clip.
I love this. This is especially riveting.
You have to use the Pokeball thing.
For the listeners, I really love in this part. Where we're just quietly. It's like that scene at the end of Big Night where they just make eggs.
You gotta do it again?
Just Stanley Tucci and Tony Shalhoub. You ever see that?
What? The Imposters?
Big Night.
I don't know. I have not seen Big Night.
Yeah. Yeah, they just quietly make eggs at the end. Spoiler! And we're gonna grind up some weed and smoke some of it after these messages. We'll be right back.
I was sitting there, like, freaked out, and the writer, Seth Meyers running, came with a script, hands it to me, slams it, you know, and I'm like shaking, and there's no video. Oh, it's awful. And Jenna's like, there's no video. Just, I point to you, just start talking. So she points to me, and I read the thing again. I trip over a couple words. It's a long thing. It was like three pages, and I trip over some, I'm doing it, and I finish. Oh. And I sit down, and Pardo is in the booth with me the whole time, and I sat on his lap, and he goes, hey, get off of me!
Don, I'm sorry.
And then he went,
it's Saturday Night Live.
I was like, Don, you were there the whole time. Like, the whole time I was shitting my pants. Like, oh, fuck. Don was just sitting there like an old elevator attendant, you know, like, waiting to do his thing and then get back on a plane to Florida, you know.
Down in the spaceman, let me hit that one more time. I'm feeling weightless, getting dug with high.
Allman Brothers thing. Hey, you guys. We're here with Jeff Tate, Jay Washington, and Esther Koo, and that music that you heard coming back from the break is by Stoned and Beautiful. And you can find them on Facebook, iTunes, and Spotify. I know the name Stoned and Beautiful. Do you like that music, Jeff?
SNB.
Yeah?
Yeah, Stoned and Beautiful.
That seemed like a nice, sweet, relaxing way back into the show. What do you got coming up, buddy? You're going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
At the Skyline Comedy Cafe, February 17th through 18th.
Yeah.
And then March 10th, you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yep.
What's the name of that venue?
No idea.
Oh, shit.
It's not Snickers anymore?
I didn't mean to come at you with a hardball question. Why don't you know the name of the venue?
It might not be confirmed. I don't know. I thought of...
What?
No, I'm doing a show on March 10th in Fort Wayne, but I just don't know the name of the venue yet.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's interesting. That's an interesting booking style and promotional style. I'm doing a show somewhere in Fort Wayne on March 10th. People.
If you have a place in Fort Wayne, contact Jeff Tate to do the show.
All right, so you're at the Whatever Fest in Houston. You know that's the name of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that for sure?
Yeah.
That's April 2nd. And then here's another tricky one. It says you're going to be in Austin.
Yeah.
What's where are you going to be there?
I don't remember.
Pop quiz hop shot. You can follow Jeff Tate 96, and you can visit him at justanotherclown.com.
Yeah, I'll put
My chair gave a good fart at the end of that.
The face was like
justanotherclown.com.
You got to somehow get that into your browser. That's the end of my website URL is that chair squeak noise. So good luck, everybody.
You know, a lot of people Googling, what does a chair sound like when it squeak? What is it spelled out?
What is this made out of? This bowl feels...
Jay Washington.
Yes.
The Trusty Sidekick Podcast.
Yep.
It's like Matt Glass.
With Jay Williams and Bobby Hill.
I don't know why they said Williams, because it's only just Jay Washington and Bobby Hill.
Who the fuck is Jay Williams?
Get your life together.
Ouch.
You're going to be what? Okay, so that's on iTunes. And then you're going to be at Flappers in Burbank, beautiful Flappers, on February 7th.
Yep.
Hollywood Improv, February 16th, jaywashington.com.
Yep.
For tour dates and more.
Yeah, absolutely. All that good information.
Mm-hmm.
J-A-Y, because people will just put in the letter J and be like, I can't find this dude. J-A-Y Washington.
Oh, yeah, they just think it's like this.
J-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that. I'm glad you're not like a J-A-I.
No, my mom has sense.
You know?
I feel like anybody that does that is just, you're trying to be real pretentious and ghetto for no apparent damn
reason. Well, it's also kind of more of a Hispanic approach, isn't it? Isn't that
the French?
And your kid is going to have a chip on its shoulder.
What about Jai Courtney? What's his deal?
Parents, get this shit together.
Esther Koo and the Gang Podcast is on iTunes, and she's going to be at the Comedy Store February 2nd and the Hollywood Improv February 11th. There was a time when you couldn't do that. Couldn't perform at both of those clubs. They were,
warring enemies. Maybe I should have just said one.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
No, people are going to come to you based on the date that they can go out, and I love both those clubs, and everybody's going to have a great time. That's a good plug right there. You guys want to watch a magic trick?
Yeah.
Because it's game time.
I want to watch a movie.
Well,
I want to watch a magic trick game.
Sorry, Gabe. We're going to watch a movie. It's game time.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
How's it going?
It's good.
I'm good.
How are you?
Great. Jay, do you mind helping me? These guys have seen my tricks before. You've seen so many already.
Okay.
All right. Pick a card, any card.
I'm looking at shit.
Yeah, and show it to Esther and that camera, but not Jeff.
Not Jeff.
He already showed it to me, man. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to see it.
No, yeah,
he...
fine.
Y'all see this right?
All right, got it. Place it back here. Well placed, well placed. All right, I'm going to cut it back into the center. Shuffle the cards. Give them a few cuts. All right, let's see.
That boy is a goddamn devil.
What's happening, Jeff?
I'm trying to figure out what would have happened if I didn't see it. Like, what the trick would have been if I hadn't seen it.
I think that was just, he was kidding about you not seeing it. Yeah, okay. He's just joking around.
Sometimes magicians tell jokes too, you know.
Yeah, they do.
But everybody's racist and they don't believe it.
What? Here we go. Jay, you take this one.
What does racism, magicians, and jokes have to do with the same thing?
You know, just, I meant like, what's underneath the word racist?
Hateful?
What do you mean?
No,
asshole?
Like magicianist or industryist. You know when
what?
You when you like judge somebody based on their occupation.
Uh-huh.
What is that called?
Oh, you're an occupationist.
Somebody
Jobist?
Who does the what?
Jobist.
Who doesn't hire someone who might be in the performing arts? What? What?
Gabe, it wasn't personal that I. Just in case you were thinking I was racist or something. I was.
What?
Just in case the explanation made sense, I don't want you thinking that I thought that because I thought magicians can't tell jokes. I'm racist. So I just honestly did not. I hate fucking up magic tricks.
Oh, you're all right. You didn't fuck it up. You'll be all right.
I just very rarely do you get to do the apology at the same time as you come out as the thing. That just happened to me.
Wait, you didn't have to apologize later, you mean? You got to just do it right away?
Yeah, like right away. Like, yeah. Is that like...
But Gabe's not even mad at you. Nobody's mad at you.
But there might be magicians watching.
Where are the magicians? Oh, man. Fuck
you know this. Why magicians don't watch this show? Because magicians are racist.
They're like, it's a black guy, yeah. Asian woman. We're not watching it.
We don't
shit
say
no
who
more.
The guests are. They're like, there might be colors on this show that I do not approve of.
I don't approve the dark.
Abracadabra.
Afrikadabra.
I should have said that and then said ta-da. It should have been the end of the trick.
It's not ta-da. It's ta-da.
Ta-da. It puts the ta-da.
How do you say Mario?
Huh?
How do you say Mario?
Mario?
What'd you say?
Mario?
Mario?
Mario.
Oh, see, you guys say it right. Some people say Mario.
Oh, Mario.
No, some
Mario
some,
Cantone.
Some Marios yeah. pronounce it Mario.
Like, I know, I hate those Marios. Ways.
They're
like,
Irish.
I like Marios
Irish women.
Better than
Mario.
Marios. Marios have like a
dude.
Stick up their asses. Mario Cantone.
Every Mario that was lighted up like that SDQ is
are
beautiful.
Are you basing this off the
she
Nintendo
hates
game?
Marios.
I think it's one of those
Marios
ones like it can
Marios.
Go either way. Like people will call you either one they want and you just respond to it Mario or Mario, you know? It's like the difference between Anthony and Antony. You know?
No, that's an ancient one. The difference is a letter.
No, you're
Antony.
Right.
Antony.
It's
right,
Caroline, okay. Brian. You're supposed to say it the way.
Oh, Carolines and Carolines and all those.
Kristens and Kirstens.
So confusing.
Those are spelled different, so they're pronounced
no,
different.
No, they're some to try to spell it the same way. They're just backwards.
The point is, if you got stuck with a sucky name, you could change it for $80.
Finally, we got to the point.
Just go to
Abracadabra.
Ta-da!
The backwards magician. Say abracadabra at the end. You guys, this has been super weird. I'm super high. And we're still alive. The country's still going.
Until the orange fuck muppet does something stupid.
Orange fuck muppet. Well... This was a great last show, because he does not take time. Donald watches a lot of internet.
series finale.
You're going to get shoved out.
Hey, now that Barack...
Hey, it's good that I can... it's like your apology, right away apology. This is my right away...
No, we've been canceled.
You should invite Barack Obama here to smoke now that he's done.
We have, you know, put out an invitation.
He's probably getting hot shit right now. Well, Michelle,
unfortunately, the mail went to Kenya.
What?
The mail.
Yeah, we sent him an invitation in the mail. And it went to his home in Kenya. That's where he's from, and that is where he lives now.
And that's where he goddamn belongs.
Oh, shit.
Can you do that bullshit one more time, please, just for the record so we all know we just heard that? Where he got
Let's get that goddamn Barack Obama back to them African countries.
Wait, did you just go British at the end? It was like, get that damn back to your country.
You should have him.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
That's
kind of like the guy in Force Awakens.
Snopes.
That's worth four portions.
Four portions, right?
Four portions.
Simon Pegg, yes, that's right. All right, we're going to go.
Simon Pegg died?
I don't know. Oh, no. We just keep... First Donnie Osmond.
What did the fuck just happen?
Oh, no, Almond. Guy from the Almond.
What are we smoking?
Not the Osmonds.
Some good weed.
You taking off, Esther?
Unnecessary standing up.
Okay.
Yeah, How much time do we
walk
have
Walk it
left?
Off. I'm trying to wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to walk off set with this bag of weed.
What? Which flavor?
Let me let you know, as the black guy, I'm not taking your weed.
Lennon Chan Kosher.
Okay, now we're gonna get you some. We're gonna get you some parting gifts, but this one's. I gotta hang on to this one.
I'm so stupid. I did it on camera.
I forgot to do this. I forgot to. I was gonna take a hit out of my new. One of the fellas that works on the show gave me this pipe from China.
Oh.
It's made out of real jade.
Why'd you look at me when
Whatever
you said
that means.
It?
Because I thought...
I got this in China. Why don't you look at Jay Washington?
Dang shit made in Africa nobody needs.
Because I knew whatever...
Motherland.
I knew that you'd say something if it turned look at you like that, and then you did.
From the deepest, darkest Ugandan jungles.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
Boy, I feel like the guy that was sitting next to Jimmy the Greek... where he's like, I'm going to have to apologize for a lot of this. This is crazy.
I'm going to take one hit off of this brand new pipe, break it in, and then we don't know when the next episode's going to be, hopefully sometime next week, and thank you to my guests, Jeff Tate, Jay Washington, Esther Koo.
Thanks for getting high with us.
Thank you for getting high with us and making this day better already.
I declare this pipe smoking. Bye-bye.